They Do It With Mirrors, A Miss Marple Mystery, by Agatha Christie, narrated by Joan Hickson.
Mrs. Van Rydock moved a little back from the mirror and sighed. Well, that'll have to do, she murmured. Think it's all right, Jane? Miss Marple eyed the Lambrinelli creation appraisingly. Seems to me a very beautiful gown, she said. The gown's all right, said Mrs. Van Rydock, and sighed. Oh, take it off, Stephanie, she said. The elderly maid with the grey hair and the small pinched mouth eased the gown carefully up over Mrs. Van Rydock's upstretched arms. Mrs. Van Rydock stood in front of the glass in her peach satin slip. She was exquisitely corseted. Her still shapely legs were encased in fine nylon stockings. Her face, beneath a layer of cosmetics and constantly toned up by massage, appeared almost girlish at a slight distance. Her hair was less grey than tending to hydrangea blue and was perfectly set. It was practically impossible, when looking at Mrs. Van Rydock, to imagine what she would be like in a natural state. Everything that money could do had been done for her, reinforced by diet, massage, and constant exercises. Ruth Van Rydock looked humorously at her friend. Do you think most people would guess, Jane, that you and I are practically the same age? Miss Marple responded loyally. Not for a moment, I'm sure, she said reassuringly. I'm afraid you know that I look every minute of my age. Miss Marple was white-haired, with soft pink and white wrinkled face and innocent china blue eyes. She looked a very sweet old lady. Nobody would have called Mrs. Van Rydock a sweet old lady. I guess you do, Jane, said Mrs. Van Rydock. She grinned suddenly. So do I, only not in the same way. Wonderful how that old...